This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday. It's March 25th. 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us. It is so good to be back and hear from the weekend, refreshed. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. Kind of, I'll be honest, just a little bit distracted. I was leaving for the radio station, pull out of the driveway this morning and turn my car and start to head down the street. And I see what I think is a blanket. It's like right in front of our house. And I stop and it's a dog just lying there in front of our house. And like, oh my God, and it's not moving. So my first thought was this dog hit? Is it a coyote? So I pull up to it, and the poor thing is not moving. And so I call Lara. She's up inside the house, and it's literally 2 houses away from us. So she comes outside, and we go up to the dog. The dog was not hit. It's just old. And the sad thing is I think someone just left this dog in our neighborhood, an abandoned dog in our neighborhood.
Just snuck in there and just put it down? Or
I think so. I don't know if they just... if it got loose. So we're doing posts right now about it and reaching out to our neighbors if anyone knows this dog, or someone just didn't want anything to do with this dog and just decided to just plop it in our neighborhood and hope that someone picks it up. But it is so sad, and it's just an old dog, and we brought it into the garage and we added some water and some food and made a little bed for it and everything. And so Lara's reaching out to like our vet and trying to figure out like what do you do in this situation when you find an abandoned dog?
Do you guys, like, are you parts of, like, Nextdoor or anything? That's a good place to post that stuff.
Yeah, we're not. That's the thing. So I don't know if we can sign up, if Laura
can
sign up.
Yeah, you can easily sign up.
Oh, you can sign up right away for your neighbor?
And I don't know if you get approved right away, but you can definitely post right away.
So I'll tell her to do that then, to sign up and post right away. And she was going to take it to our vet later on this morning to see if it has a microchip to find the owner. But I'm like, is that a blanket? No, it's a dog. And it's just lying there. And the sad part is it was in a spot in our neighborhood where it's right around a corner. So if someone was coming around the corner, they would not see this dog. And something bad could have really happened to this pup.
Jeez, yeah. Hopefully they find the owner. And hopefully it was just a case of the dog getting out and being so old and too tired. And it was dark to not know where they were going. But maybe... because you live in a gated neighborhood, so it would
be weird
if they, like, you know, went in there specifically
to drop it off or something. Yeah,
I have a feeling. Well, I don't know, but I'm hoping that he just kind of escaped, and because he's so old, didn't really have like the will to go and try to find where his house was because it was so dark out there.
Yeah, just got turned around and everything. Because we got him into the it was a she, Lara told me. So we got her into the garage and we got her some water and stuff. And we think she's old just based on being with the dog, and we think she might be blind or has a hard time seeing. But It was cute, but she finished drinking the water, and I had to run inside to grab something. And she gets up and starts like walking towards to go inside, like she knows that, oh, I'm in the garage and I go inside to the house. But because of Jackson Zoe, we have her bed and everything set up for inside the garage. So we'll see what happens.
Very eventful Monday morning for you already.
I know. I'm leaving the house. I'm like, what is this? Oh my gosh! And then I'm posting the video right now on my stories. But Laura comes walking up, and I'm like, it's not a coyote, is it? She's like, no, it's a dog.
Well, I've missed. mistaken them before, too. So I don't blame you for just double checking on that.
In the video we had last week, hey, coyote, coyote.
Yeah, but it happens.
it's just a puppy. So it was a really nice weekend, but that's what's in my world right now. So how are things in your world?
Good, good. Had a nice weekend. It was kind of low-key. The weather was just kind of all over the place, kind of crazy. But last night we had the Vegas Thrill game. The ladies unfortunately lost, but it was just a packed house. It was Ninth Island night. So
oh, nice.
It was, oh my gosh, we had so much fun. It was it was great seeing everyone. And so, yeah, the ladies have another game tomorrow night. So hopefully they can come back and get a win here at home. They haven't been at home for a couple of weeks, and then they're not coming back until April. So it's like, let's get a win.
But oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun last night. We went out, tried a new place for dinner. I'm now addicted to those claw places.
I saw your post.
Oh my
gosh.
Those
so much fun.
Those places are amazing. So we did that. But yeah, it was a really nice weekend. Binged a K-drama, was in tears all weekend. So yeah, it was stressful for me, but in a totally different way than for you.
Yeah, it was a wonderful weekend. And hopefully it'll be, hopefully we'll finally connect with this owner of this dog. But back to that weather, it was like a total wild weather weekend because Saturday morning, I woke up expecting to be a windstorm and rain and chaos. And it was Saturday morning, at least where I was, I went to Boulder City. The weather was perfect, but then there was the change that came Saturday later on the day.
Our mobile car wash guy came and washed our cars on Saturday
Did
morning.
He really?
And then we're going out Saturday, and my husband and I are like rock, paper, scissors, which one of us is driving, because we didn't want to get our cars out. And so he's like, I'll do it. And so his poor car got rained on the day that we got a car wash. So all weekend long, we were driving his car. I'm like, please don't make me take my car. It just got washed.
Well, Saturday morning, it was picture perfect. I mean, it was gorgeous out on Saturday morning, so I could see why you would do that. But next thing you know, the winds of change came through.
We kind of knew, but then we had no plans to go out until last minute, so we were both like, oh, dang it. Let's just do it. So, yeah, but we've got a lot to get to today. We're so excited to be here. We've got a big concert announcement coming up this morning, and we'll have tickets to that show. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, right at 7:30, we will have the Mega Minute for you and your chance to win tickets to see Justin Timberlake. That is all on the way. But first, let's get the show started with the pre-show you pick 'em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear I Want You by Savage Garden? Do you want to hear Praise You by Fatboy Slim? Featuring Rita Ora. Oh, this new version of it.
Mix it up here.
Praising you. Or do you want to hear Fergalicious by Fergie? But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on. Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or text or call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to
want
to hear this.
All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what was the downside to where you live or where you have lived in the past? There's usually some good things, but there's always a downside. What was it? We're going to talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Fergalicious by Fergie is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. It's Mercedes in the Morning. And if you weren't born and raised in Las Vegas, you come from somewhere, and maybe you moved to Las Vegas because there was something you didn't like about where you lived. Maybe it was another reason, but I think we all have that. Like, you love a place, but there was one thing you didn't love about it, and you definitely have that one.
Yeah, I was thinking about my time when I was in Washington, D.C. I moved to D.C. in 2001. I came back here in 2005, and I was reminded this last week when President Biden was in town. And D.C. is a beautiful city, lots to do, but the one downside is presidential motorcades, because they create such traffic havoc. And when I was in D.C., we didn't have apps or anything to alert us what was going on. You'd just be driving somewhere to work or to dinner, whatever, and all of a sudden traffic just stops. Like, is there an accident? What's going on? And then you see it, the presidential motorcade making its way through town. It was just, you would get stopped in them all the time, and there was absolutely nothing you can do. Park your car, get out, and just kind of wait. And there goes the president, or there goes the vice president. All right, President Bush, have a good day. And then you move on.
It was always kind of something that just made everything come to a standstill.
Big time, especially if you're in the district, if you're in Washington, D.C., the major highways and stuff was a little bit more able to navigate it. But if you're in the city where there's already bad traffic and the president decides to shut down 14th Street because he's making his way to a meeting or something, you're just going to have to deal with it when that happens.
So what was the one downside of where you live? 702-364-9400. You love living wherever, and maybe it's here in Vegas, but the one downside is what? I would say just growing up in Colorado, the first thing that popped into my mind was the winters, but it's not really the winters. It's just the times you get a ton of snow. And then especially if you had to wake up early for work and get up and you'd go out first and you'd start the car and you'd scrape the snow off the windshield and you'd have to shovel. And it's just, oh my gosh, I loved living in Colorado, but the one downside was all the snow we would get in the winter. And sometimes it would go through April where we just keep getting snow. Like my mom is dealing with snow right now. Like it's snowing right now in Colorado. And here we are in late March and, you know, it's just the snow is the worst. And I worry about her because, you know, she can't shovel and her two neighbors are so nice. They always come over with their snow blowers and and do her driveway and stuff and her sidewalk. But yeah, that was the one downside. Summers are the best there. Just amazing. The rest of the year is beautiful, but the one downside was when you would get a ton of snow.
When you would get those big snowfalls as a kid, did your dad have the snow blower or was it up to you and your siblings to get out there with the shovels?
We all went out there with the shovel. All of us would go out there and there's so many different kinds of snow too. So there's the light fluffy snow that's easy to take care of. There's that heavy wet snow. Oh my gosh, I can't do this. I am an 8-year-old and I have back problems. What is wrong with me?
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2026.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, March 25th. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully you all had a great weekend. We have so much to get to this morning. Can't wait to tell you all about it. But we are here and ready to go. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. You and I saw each other walking in, and I was distracted telling you about the abandoned dog we found in our neighborhood this morning. And I didn't get a chance to ask you because I was very intrigued. What color are you wearing today?
This is like a blue. It's like, I don't know, a midnight blue kind of.
Blue.
It's in my color palette. It's in my color palette.
It's in your color palette.
Okay, so you may not have seen this, but it's all over TikTok where people are getting their colors analyzed. And right now I'm in my color palette era. I got my colors analyzed a few weeks ago and I don't want to sound overly dramatic, but it was completely life changing.
This is the lady. Okay, this is the lady you're posting about.
Yes.
You went and saw this lady. Okay, so explain how this whole color palette works.
So
please.
You go in and they analyze you based on your skin tone, based on your eye color, your hair color, the amount of contrast in your features, and they take like swatches of fabric and they put it in front of you, and it's so crazy because you can literally see like your dark circles or you look pale with one color and then she moves the fabric and then it's a new color and all dark colors or dark circles gone, ruby red lips. It's like, it's insane how color can so affect your appearance. So I went and got my colors analyzed. I was classified as a true winter. So that means I have like a pink undertone to my skin and like icy colors, colors with coolness are the ones that look the best on me. So this color that I'm wearing this morning is in my color palette. And now I'm obsessed. I will not wear anything out of my color palette.
Well, but it looks great on you, by the way.
Thank you.
It caught my eye when you walked in. Do you have a lot of clothes in your color palette, or do you have a lot of stuff that you now have to kind of, you know, donate, get rid of, and then refresh your wardrobe?
I have quite a bit that's in like the warmer tones. The warmer tones do not look good on me. And it's funny because I go back and I'll look at pictures where I was wearing a color not in my color palette, and I'm like, I didn't realize, I thought it looked good on me at the time, but now I look at it compared to these other colors, and it's changed the way I started doing my makeup. I'm using only cool colors in my makeup now. And then also, like, when you're a cool color palette, you're supposed to only wear silver. I've started wearing only silver now. It changes everything. I'm so obsessed. I'm in my color palette era right now. It's insanity.
I love this. How many people are going to get their color palette checked out now?
It's fascinating. They do it for guys. We should have her do it for you to see what you are. I'm very curious as to what your color palette is. Steph, have you ever had your colors analyzed?
I haven't. It sounds like fun. I feel like I'm also like a cool colored palette, but then I feel like sometimes I'm warm. I don't know.
Yeah, you should have it analyzed. Like, it's
you go
crazy.
In makeup free. It's just your
no
your own
makeup.
Gym.
Yeah,
they just look at you as natural as you are and match up your colors.
Yeah, it's weird when she takes the swatches and you're like, wow, all the life just left my face, and then she does another color. It's like, woo, I look alive again.
Well, let's again talk about today's show. Tickets for you to go see Justin Timberlake. That's going to happen at 7:30 when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute. And up next, we do have what's trending. What do you got for us?
Kate Middleton announces her cancer diagnosis. We have all the latest details for you coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Kate Middleton is trending this morning. Everyone was wondering what was going on with her, and the Princess of Wales, along with Prince William, they're thanking the public for the outpouring of some support following her video announcement of her cancer diagnosis. If you missed it on Friday, she finally addressed why she has been out of the spotlight for such a long time. Here's some of that.
I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
She didn't reveal what type of cancer she was diagnosed with, but in a statement on Saturday, a palace spokesperson said that they're just really touched by the kind messages, and she will return to her official duties when she's cleared by her medical team to go back to work. A lot of people are saying the timing of that announcement was very strategic because a lot of kids have this week off, the week before Easter, and this way it's out there and her children wouldn't be exposed to people asking questions at school
and stuff. Okay.
Yeah. And that was a big thing. She talked about that.
William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people were just stunned and shocked. She's 42 years old, and you don't see a lot of cancer diagnoses with people that young. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like she's taking preventative measures to prevent anything from spreading.
Well, I remember when they made the first announcement that she was having surgery and she's going to be in the hospital for 2 weeks and thinking that's a long time in my mind post-surgery. So it seems like some kind of major surgery and then we don't see her and all the speculation and the stories and the bits and the jokes about where's Kate. And I'm happy that she did come out and tell everyone here's what's happening. So now she can get the outpouring of support. But I did see on Friday, there's people you just cannot make happy. She came out, made the statement, probably not an easy statement to do, but revealed this is is what's happening. This is what I'm going through. And then, where's William? Why is she by herself? All these things. Like, just let the woman be. She's dealing with a lot. She told us what's going on. We appreciate it. And now we're here to support you.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to give her privacy right now. I get it. She's in the public eye. But give the woman a break. Like, my gosh, she had to come out and tell everyone what's going on. I get that she's in the public eye, but can we, like, let her recover now? Can we just leave her alone
now that we know? Yeah, we know what's going on. Okay, we all wanted to know, and now we know. And she came out and told us, and so now, yeah, just let her be. And when you're ready to come out and do your duties, no rush. We're here to support you.
A lot of people are saying, you know, they feel really bad for kind of making a mockery about, like, the Photoshop situation. Blake Lively, she made a statement online, and she apologized for this. It now deleted Instagram post where she showed a Photoshop joke with one of her brands, and she was kind of lightheartedly poking fun at her Photoshop mistakes. And she's like, I'm sorry. I'm sure nobody cares, but I just really want to apologize for making light of that. I had no idea. So a lot of people are ready to step back and give their family the privacy that they need right now.
Yeah, people were doing all kinds of bits and stuff. When I was back in Philly, the morning news, they had, like, their guy out in the street. This is like the ABC News affiliate, a big news affiliate, had a Kate Middleton picture. It was like, have you seen Kate? Where in the world? They're making all the shtick and bits about it. And here's the poor woman is recovering from cancer surgery.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I even think about, like, I wasn't making jokes about it, but I was genuinely concerned.
Yeah.
Like, I thought something was wrong. Well, something was wrong, but you know what I mean? I'm like, where is she? We have to find out. And now it's like, you know what? It was none of our business. Let the poor woman recover.
And that was it, right?
Yep, that's what's trending.
All right, coming up here at 7 o'clock. It's Monday, so we do have Beat Mercedes. If you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, you're going to get a $300 diamond pendant from Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers.
One, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. This weekend, I found a new addiction. There's things that, all sorts of things you can be addicted to. And I'm talking on the lighter side of things. We went to one of those claw places. It's literally called The Claw. Have you seen these places?
I've seen the one here in town. People posting about that, but I've yet to go. And you went.
There's a couple of them.
Okay.
I guess one just opened over the weekend, too. We went to this one. It's called The Claw, and it's a place with all claw machines. And you go in, you buy, like, a bunch of tokens, and then every claw machine is one token each. And they have, like, all these plushies in there, and they're so cute. And what you can do is you can take all the plushies you get and you can turn them in and then upgrade them for bigger plushies or cooler things. And so these are not like your typical claw machines at, like, the arcade where it's virtually impossible to get anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually get stuff on these claw machines. I was shocked. So it was a surprise to the girls. We didn't tell them we were going to take them there. We're like, we're going to go somewhere. I had seen this place on Instagram. We go, we walk in, and they're like, oh my gosh, we're all freaking out. We're like, this is so cool. We're getting all these plushies. It's time to turn them in. And there's, like, this one that we all really want. And it takes 10 little mini plushies to get the big plushie.
Mm-hmm.
We had 9.
Oh.
So I'm like, I asked the girl, I'm like, is there any way I can, like, pay you money to, like, the extra to get it? She's like, you have to have a plushie. And we're like, so of course, what do? Buy more tokens. All to get this plushie that's probably worth $5.
Get your fix.
We need it. So we're all trying. We're all in there trying. Brooklyn gets one. We're like, we got it. Woo! We go turn it in and we walk out with this one plushie, but we all feel so satisfied. That is the true definition of addiction. Is there something unconventional that you're kind of addicted to? I think I'm addicted to these claw machine places now.
I want to go check it out now. I do.
It's so fun.
It's you know, it's been a while since I had one of these, but when you find that show that you can binge, and I'm talking for me, it was Breaking Bad, because we have a coworker that's never seen Breaking Bad, and she was about to embark on that journey within the next week. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so jealous. But, like, Breaking Bad, I remember flying through episode after episode, season after season, because the point I started watching, I think 4 seasons were already out. Same with, like, Walking Dead. Remember House of Cards with Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, that was a good one. For a while, they lost me.
They
on it,
did,
though.
But the first couple seasons, I could not get enough of it. And so if you find that good show that's already out there, next thing you know, you're 3 or 4 episodes in, you're like, where did my afternoon go?
I've lost weekends because of TV show addiction. Jan, what is the unconventional thing you're addicted to?
I still play Wordle every day.
Oh my gosh. Do you do connections too?
No, I don't tell me that.
Oh, this is a new thing?
Okay, so there's the Wordle, which is awesome. I do the Wordle every day. I'm with you, Jan. I do the Wordle, then I do the Mini, which is the Mini New York Times crossword puzzle.
Uh-huh.
Then I do connections, where you have to connect the words. And then I do tiles, and that is where you, like, eliminate tiles by finding matching ones. I have my whole setup where I do one after the other. I'm so addicted.
Isn't there a BTS one?
There used to be a BTS Wordle. Yeah, I don't do that one anymore. I get them all.
That's where you drop. Hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So a long string of bad luck is going to end up being really good luck for some people after no winners were drawn Friday and Saturday. The two major lotteries have ridiculous amounts, okay? Tonight's Powerball drawing is for a jackpot that now sits at $800 million.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then tomorrow night's Mega Millions prize is up to $1.1 billion.
No.
For motivation, the lump sum payment is estimated to be $384.8 million for Powerball and $525.8 million for Mega Millions. Now let's throw in some realism there. The odds of winning the Powerball are 1 in 292 million and Mega Millions is 1 in 302 million. So the odds are long, but someone has to win eventually, right?
Absolutely. Someone's got to win it. So if you have a chance to buy a ticket, buy yourself a ticket. You never know.
Now is the time. That is for sure. So if you or your child loves the show Bluey, the phenomenon that is Bluey, it's going to air its first special.
Yeah!
I feel like I have to stop while they say all the names. And a trailer has dropped for it.
Bingo!
A trailer for the 30-minute episode,
Bluey!
The Sign, dropped this weekend, and it shows the Heeler family getting ready for the wedding event of the year. We have a little snippet of the trailer that was released. Here you go.
Everything will work out the way it's supposed to, Billy.
Woo!
What we don't know is who's getting married in this wedding event of the year. So the special is going to premiere globally on Disney Plus, Disney Channel, Disney Junior on April 14th. Bluey was the second most streamed show in the U.S. Last year. The show is just as popular with adults as it is with kids.
I wonder how well this wedding episode is going to rank against other wedding episodes in the past from TV shows. 90210, I think there was a wedding episode at one point. Friends, didn't Chandler and Monica get married at one point? So how would this TV wedding in ratings go against the big weddings from TV shows past?
I would put the Bluey wedding right next to the Red Wedding from Game of Thrones. You got blue, you got red. You can't go wrong.
Two different styles, I think,
100%.
Of weddings. Uh-huh.
All right, finally this morning, Vans, they would not be the brand they are today if Sean Penn had not worn their checkered slip-ons when he played Jeff Spicoli in the 1982 classic Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And now, we're talking more than 40 years later, the owner of Vans has finally had a chance to thank him. So his name is Steve Van Doren. He's the son of the company's founder. He was in Hawaii about a year ago, and he was tipped off that Sean was in a nearby restaurant. He's just now telling this story. I guess he went in and introduced himself and told him, quote, "You made my life so much better because of what you did for the brand." Then he gave the owner of the restaurant his credit card and paid for Sean's dinner. I love that story. And if you think about it, yeah, like that, those were put on the map because of that movie. And yeah, he was just now telling that story in his little altercation with Sean Penn.
I wonder if those shoes are something that Sean Penn brought to the movie set himself. He was wearing them and decided to wear them, or if wardrobe said, this is the outfit you're going to wear. Wear these shoes because they fit the character, or if that was all Sean Penn's doing when he went on to set that day.
I think I want to say that that was part of the movie set. Because uh-huh. remember that time where he like hits his head with the shoe? But yeah, that's neat that after all that time, you thanked him
that
for
is
what
really
he
cool.
did for the brand.
Well, here we go. It's time for Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. Can you identify a song faster than Mercedes?
It's possible. It's happened. And we are at a $300 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers right now, for anyone who can beat my time. Not just anyone. You got to be caller 20. Caller 20 right now, you get to take a shot at Beat Mercedes. Guess the song faster than I do, and you will be a winner. There's only been two winners since we've done this.
That's right.
Only two. You could be the third. So caller 20 right now, this is your chance. 702-364-9400.
Let me tell you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mix 94.1, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is Mercedes in the Morning, and it is time for Beat Mercedes. Every Monday, it is Minden Monday around here, and we want to get you today a $300 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Christine is on the phone. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
Are you ready to do this?
As ready as I'm going
to
be.
All right. I am wishing you the best of luck. I'm about to step out of the studio, and I really hope you beat me this morning. So good luck, Christine.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Mercedes is stepping away, so here's how the game works, Christine. We're going to start a song, and as soon as you know that song, just shout out, got it, got it, got it. We immediately stop the clock, and you'll have 5 seconds to correctly identify that song by artist and title. Now, if you go longer than 20 seconds, the song stops automatically, and you got to give us something, okay?
Sure.
All right, I hit a reset on the clock. The next sound you hear will be the actual song, and it starts... hold on 1 second, let me switch over here. The song, it starts now.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Hello.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Okay. Hey, okay. We stopped. Stop the clock at 19 seconds. Christine, what is your guess?
I'm going with Gold Digger, and I think that it's from Lil Wayne.
It's Gold Digger, Kanye West.
Oh, Kanye.
Hold on 1 second. Let's have some fun with Mercedes and let her think that Christine got this fast.
Yeah.
Let me turn. I'm choking here. Turn Mercedes mic on.
Hello.
I gotta put Christine back on. Hold there. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
All right, Mercedes, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go. The next sound you hear will be the song. As soon as you know it, shout out, got it. And it starts now.
Got it.
Okay, 1 second.
Gold Digger, Kanye West.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Christine. Christine. Went 19 seconds and did not know it.
She got the correct title.
She got the title. She thought, what she saw was Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Lil Wayne. Yeah.
That song is in my wheelhouse, unfortunately for Christine. So I would know that song.
1 second.
Yeah,
the first note, you knew it.
Yeah, that's a pretty recognizable first note. So that's a big trend on TikTok, and I think we're responsible for it, where they're doing like 1 second clips, and people are guessing the songs based off of 1 second. I'm like, we've been doing this for years. What are you talking
about? Easy peasy. Well, that means that diamond pendant moves up to a $400 diamond pendant from Michael Emenden Diamond Jewelers.
Yeah, sorry, Christine. That song is something that used to be on every playlist, and then Kanye got kind of crazy. I decided I didn't like it anymore.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
3, 2, 1. Back to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
In about 5 minutes, we've got your tickets to go see Justin Timberlake, and those tickets are yours when you conquer the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
We have some breaking news this morning. If you were listening earlier, right when we signed on this morning, we were talking about your discovery. You were getting ready to come to work, and you noticed a dog just laying in the middle of the street, alive, but just laying there. And it kind of rattled you and made you super worried about it.
Big time concerned. And just at first, I thought maybe the dog was hit. The positioning where it was just lying there. And so I parked my car and then wanted to double check to make sure it wasn't a coyote. And then I immediately called Laura, who was up, and she came running outside. And we went up to the dog, and the dog was not hit. It was just, it seems malnourished, but also very old, almost like she's blind. And Laura brought the leash out, and she stood up, and she was having a hard time walking. And then so I ended up picking her up and carrying her back to her house, and we put her in our garage, and we're just super concerned about this dog. There's no tag on the dog, and the plan is to take it at 8:30 to the vet to see if there's a microchip. But it, in the position where the dog was in the neighborhood, it was right around the corner. If someone was coming around the corner, that dog would have gotten out of the way, and it could have been really disastrous.
I saw your wife. She posted a picture on her Instagram and on stories, and you had stories, too, just trying to find the owner. And it looks like some progress has been made, and we may have a happy ending to the story. What happened?
I can't believe this. So I sent a text message to my next-door neighbor. He hasn't responded yet. And then I've got a neighbor a couple houses down that I've got his cell phone number as well. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to send a text message to him. Maybe he's seen this dog before. I sent a text message saying, we found this. Here's a picture. Do you happen to know anyone? Within a second, he's calling me. And I pick it up. And he goes, that's my dog. I'm like, what? He's like, how did it get out? I don't know if he's not home or not, but his wife is home. I'm like, I found it pretty much about one house down from your house. And he's like, she's 17 years old. That's our baby. That's our dog.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. And he's like, well, he's asking one of these questions. And I'm like, we're literally about to go on the air. So I told him, like, dude, we're about to go on the air right now. Let me call you right back. But your dog is at our house.
Feel free to call the show, sir, if you'd like to talk to us.
I'm like, your dog is completely safe. And he's like, I got to call. He says his wife's name. I got to call, Susie, and wake her up. He's like, where did you find her? He had 1,000 questions for me. But I'm like, dude, I'm about to jump on the air. But we found the dog's home.
Oh, that's amazing. What a happy ending. I know we were all concerned. You were worried that maybe someone abandoned the dog there in the middle of the street, and it doesn't sound like that's the case at all.
No, I started getting a message from my other neighbor who was like, no, they don't know who it belongs to, but yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I guess it's just old. It's just an old dog, 17 years old. And Laura sent me all these videos this morning. I'm like, oh, she's so sweet. And the plan was to take it at the vet, see if she had a microchip. But then in the back of my mind thinking, okay, if it's just an older dog and it needs a home, I was all down to like, got ourselves a third dog.
Well, too bad. You got to give her back. can't keep her. That's someone's baby.
Mercedes, we found this dog.
Finders keepers.
It's ours now.
that's a really happy ending. I think I mentioned to you there's someone in our neighborhood and they're looking for their cat, and they taped a thing on our door. And ever since they did that, I've been looking for this cat like everywhere. When we go on our walks, when I'm outside, I'm just like, I want to find their cat, because that's just like that breaks your heart thinking of your pet just leaving. And so it makes me so happy to hear that you found the owner and that they're going to be reunited. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so happy. And looking at the positioning, she was one house out. So I don't know how she got out, but somehow wandered out at night and got there in the middle of the road. I'm just so happy that I found her in that spot, because again, it's around a corner where if anyone after me were to come through that corner, it just would have been bad news.
I am. That's such a mood though, where you're like, you walk one house away and you're like, I'm good. I'm going to sit down for a minute. That is like so me. I'm like, that was enough.
I'm done. We take the dog. The dog's like, no, I live. No, why are you taking me to your house? I live two houses down.
I just want to rest. Leave me alone. Oh. I need some peace and quiet from these people.
Wow, what a morning. Okay, here we go. It's now time to win with the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
This is your chance to win yourself a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake. He's coming to town, T-Mobile Arena in May. Your tickets right now. If you conquer the Mega Minute, that's 60 seconds, it's 10 questions. If you can answer all 10 of those questions correctly, you will be going to the show. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, there you go. The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So everybody is talking about the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce video that's gone viral. They went low-key on a trip to the Bahamas, and now they're back in the spotlight. They were spotted at this Nobu in Malibu yesterday.
Ooh, okay.
All smiles. Some people are like, she was yelling at him. You literally saw half a second of the clip of the video, if you think that. They're literally talking to each other. And the clip that I keep seeing, which was just strategically edited, makes it look like she's like, ah. Oh. But she was like telling a story.
Being animated, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. You could tell. The Kansas City Chiefs star was in Cleveland earlier this week without her. The downtime, obviously much needed for the singer who's set to release the Tortured Poets Department album next month and then head to Europe for another leg of the Eras Tour.
I'm looking at these photos right now and they look very happy together at lunch.
I know.
Having a good time there. That makes me happy to see that.
It was funny. I saw the video and for some reason my phone was not connecting to the Wi-Fi. It was at the Vegas Thrill game yesterday. I opened my phone and it was not connecting. And so I would get that little circle in the middle like it's trying to load. I'm like, I have to see this video. I'm like trying to connect to the Wi-Fi. Finally, I get to it. I was like, oh, thank goodness. Everything is fine.
Did you know he had a dating show at one point, Travis Kelce?
Yeah, wasn't it called like Finding Kelce
or something like that?
Yeah.
Was it an actual streaming show? Was it a YouTube show? I just heard maybe it was his podcast talking. I heard someone talking about it. There was an actual dating show that he had at one point when he was single.
I never saw it, but did you watch Love is Blind, the latest season of Love is Blind?
No, I've heard about it though.
Okay, so I'm the same, but I've seen a lot where I kind of know what happened. Steph, did you watch it? I want to say you watched it.
I watched the whole thing. Okay. The finale, the reunion. Oh, it's so good.
Okay, so Chelsea on the show is like flipping out because Travis Kelce was talking about her on his podcast.
That's where I heard about it. Yes.
Uh-huh. And he was making fun of her and he's like, meh, meh, meh. Like whining and it's talking about how she's so insecure and this and that. So Chelsea responded saying, Taylor, please don't watch the show. Like if you see his podcast and him talking about it, please don't watch the show. She's a good sport considering everything that happened. First, it was the whole comparing herself to Megan Fox and everyone
was laughing
at her. Oh, it's
that girl. Okay, yes.
Uh-huh. And now this. So, did you see that too, Steph?
I didn't see the part where Travis Kelce was making fun of her, but I did see that she comes out in the reunion and talking about, I'm very proud of myself because I handled a lot of the public things that they said about me, about Megan Fox, very well. And she was like really going at it, but during the show she wasn't painted in a really good light, so that was kind of sad.
I have to give her credit. I haven't seen the show, but I do think that she handled it really well. And I may be the only one, but I do see a resemblance. Do they look like twins? Absolutely not. But I definitely see a resemblance, like with the eyes
someone
and the
says,
hair.
Hey, yeah, you ever get yeah, Megan, so Megan Fox?
Why'd they give her such a hard time? I can see it.
I think because she's not the what you picture. It's not like, oh, Megan Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad, but that's why it's Love is Blind. It's not about looks. It's about what it is on the inside.
That's what Travis was trying to get, convince Jason to watch Love is Blind.
Oh,
he's like, you
yeah.
gotta watch. He's like, nope, nope. He's like, I had enough with whatever your Travis dating show was. I'm not watching Love is Blind. Not going to happen.
This is cool. There's certain shows, movies that should never be remade. What about this? It's not a remake. It's a sequel. In the era of sequels and reboots, it may not be too surprising that Adam Sandler is reportedly working on a script for Happy Gilmore 2. The first film came out in 1996. I guess Christopher McDonald, who plays Shooter McGavin on Happy Gilmore, he says that Adam showed him the first draft of the script a few weeks ago. He said that Adam said, Michael, or McDonald, you're going to love this. And then he's like, wow, that would be amazing. So it's in the works. Fans demand it. They're going to do it. It's unclear if it's part of Adam's deal with Netflix. Netflix is not commenting on the whole situation, but Happy Gilmore Part 2.
Carl Weathers would not be. We just lost him last year, so he'd be missing from that movie. Bob Barker would be missing from that movie. That's one of those movies I remember seeing in the theaters, and I had no idea what it was about. I just knew it was an Adam Sandler movie, and this was at the height of Adam Sandler's comedy. And so I was excited to see it and just came out of the thing in tears laughing so hard.
Yeah, that's you consider that the height of his career? Do you think he went all downhill since then?
Yeah, that was the
really?
I think that was peak.
That was his rise.
To me, that was peak because you had Happy, Billy Madison. Wasn't there a Devil one too? Or something. Oh, yeah, Billy Madison, you had that, and he had like another one. To me, that was like hitting his peak. He had other great movies after that, but that was his peak comedy time.
See, I feel like that was on his rise, and that got him to be an A-list star. Like, I feel like, you know, the Uncut Gems, even though I hated that movie, and now he owns all this stuff. Like, he is truly A-list now, and then he was like B-minus list on his way up.
What's the last? So, what's your favorite Adam Sandler comedy movie?
Adam Sandler comedy movie.
Oh, Waterboy. That's the other one. Waterboy was in that time frame too. Those were the gems from Adam Sandler. Not saying he's not talented and still doing great stuff, but as far as the Adam Sandler comedy, can't get enough of it. To me, that was the height.
I loved him in Hustle. Did you see Hustle?
Oh, I don't think I did.
That was amazing. I loved You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. That was like recently on Netflix with his daughters in it.
Uh-huh.
So funny. I don't know. I feel like those are all classics and definitely they contributed to his rise, but I feel like he's on another level now. I think it's interesting you say that was his peak and then it was all downhill.
Peak comedy. His career obviously continued. Not saying he's washed up and went away.
Oh, man.
The peak height of comedy for Adam Sandler.
Also, Wedding Singer.
That was in that same time frame, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then what was the one with Drew Barrymore where she lost her
50 First Dates?
Yeah, all in that window.
All in that 96 to 99 window.
Big Daddy.
96 to 99 window. Uh-huh. Everything he touched turned to gold.
I think Hustle was his best movie. Like, I loved that. I watched it back to back. Did you watch that one, Steph?
I've never seen that movie. Mine was Mr. Deeds. Do you remember Mr. Deeds where he's like the heir to the throne? Or
Late 90s.
Yes. Yes. No, it was early 2000s. Give him some credit. Give him a couple
Come on.
Years.
Jeez, give Adam Sandler the credit he deserves. Rude.
Next hour, we have that major concert announcement and those tickets for you to that concert when you win. Heads up.
Mix 94.1, always streaming on the Odyssey app. Hey, congratulations to the UNLV Runnin' Rebels. They are killing it right now in the NIT tournament.
They defeated Boston College last night and then now going on to face Seton Hall, I believe, on Wednesday night. Seton Hall's number one seed, and it was a tough game when they played them in the season, I think. But they won first two games in the NIT tournament.
Yeah, 79-70 yesterday. I was watching part of that game, and it's been great to see. And then, of course, you have March Madness, the NCAA tournament that's going on right now. Steph, did your San Diego State Aztecs win again?
They won yesterday against Yale. We crushed it. 57-85 was the final score.
Whoa. You know what that serious, and I do the same thing when you put yourself in their group and you call it we.
We won. I was made fun of actually this weekend because I was wearing my San Diego State shirt at the park on Friday because we were playing. The assets were playing.
Steph's out there balling with everyone.
Yes,
I thought I saw you there.
Thank you. I've been practicing my dribbles. Anyway, so my friend comes up to me. I see him almost every day. He goes, "Hey, nice San Diego State shirt. I've never seen you wear that before." I'm like, yeah, the Aztecs are playing tonight. He goes, "I bet you can't even name a player on the team."
Uh-oh.
I was like, uh-oh. He's got me there. I was like, "Haha, you're funny." He goes, "When'd you get that shirt?" I said, "I got the shirt last year when they were in the finals against UConn." He goes, "Ah, that's what I call a part-time fan." I'm like, "You're right. I'm a part-time fan of the Aztecs." Well, I mean, I went to San Diego State, but do I keep up with them? Do I watch every game? Do I know the players? No.
Just say Ryan. Like, I feel like that's such a common basketball player's name. There's a Ryan on every single
good point,
team.
Yeah.
So just be like, "Yeah, Ryan."
Uh-huh. Yeah, Ryan. Looking at the roster right now, there's no Ryan on the team.
There's no Ryan?
Oh, there is a Ryan. Ryan Brad.
Thank you
for the advice. I was called a part-time fan, which, you know what? Maybe I'll call it a three-quarters fan now.
So you're one of those players that, like, do you feel like you jump on the bandwagon whenever they're doing well, but the rest of the season you're kind of like, "Oh, what's going on?"
Basically.
Okay.
Basically.
Let me tell you how to do it, Steph. Let me tell you about my Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, yeah, during October.
Yeah, that's the only time JC even acknowledges the team, when they're in the playoffs.
I give Steph respect because you do. It's in your DNA. I grew up in Philly. I went to Phillies games all the time as a kid. Even up until I left, I was following the Phillies. But then you leave town. You don't follow them as closely. I think I popped in 2008 when they won the World Series. And then this kind of went away. And then Bryce Harper got traded, piqued my interest. And I pop in October on my Phillies.
Johnny is on the phone. Hey, Johnny, what's going on?
Hey, Steph, I was just listening to your conversation about you starting to wear your San Diego jersey or your shirt up until last year. And actually, we call people like you fair weather fans.
Fair weather fans.
What's a fair weather fans?
Yeah, it's people like you who are just rooting for their team only when they're good, but when they're down, it's like, it just kind of goes away.
Well, call me the number one fair weather fan of the San Diego State Aztecs, baby.
Coming up here next, we have that major concert announcement, and then after the announcement, we've got your tickets when you win. Heads up. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. And if you missed it, we just announced it. Hootie and the Blowfish will be at Fountain Blue in August, and you'll be at that concert. Your tickets in just about 5 minutes when you win Heads Up.
Is there a song that's not supposed to be, but is, as my daughter says, low-key fire? We were having dinner last night, and we were talking about, like, the kid shows that the girls used to watch when they were little, and we were just having really good memories of some of those shows, like Higglytown Heroes they used to watch, and, I don't know, like, Charlie and Lola, Max and Ruby, and this one was the definitive number one favorite show of all of us. We loved the show The Backyardigans.
Into the thick of it, into the thick of it, into the thick of it.
Ugh. That show was our absolute favorite. The whole family, like all of us, would watch The Backyardigans. And at one point, Brooklyn says, "You know, the song Riding the Range from Backyardigans was low-key fire." And we all started laughing because she's not wrong.
Riding the range, let's go, riding the range.
Yahoo!
We're like, this song was really good. And then Sophie comes in and she's like, no, it was Into the Thick of It. And that was the one.
What was the show about? No kids, never seen The Backyardigans.
It was these five little animals, Pablo, Tyrone, Uniqua, Tasha and Austin, and then one was a penguin, one was a moose, one was a hippopotamus, one was a bug, and the other was like a rabbit. And it was just like the cutest. They sang all these great songs, and we would just sing all of them. And these songs were low key fire, but they weren't supposed to be. Is there a song that wasn't supposed to be fire but ended up being fire? Chantel, do you have one of those?
Yes, I love the Proud Family.
Oh my gosh, that theme song was the best. Hold on here, hold on.
The Proud Family. What? You and me will always be tied. Family every single day and night.
Why is this song so good?
You could have said, Mercedes, this is the latest from so-and-so. What do you think? And I'd be like, right on. I like it.
What is this song that's not supposed to be fire, but it is? We just got a text from someone that says the Ozempic commercial is low-key fire. What do you mean?
What's
the one? Oh, 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 Ozempic.
Yeah, but they're singing to a song, aren't they?
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, it's magic, yeah.
No, but they say it's the Ozempic. That's the one.
What's the TV show? It's called Franklin, and I never saw the cartoon. It's a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Beyonce's Texas Hold'em is the Franklin theme song,
oh,
correct?
Oh, that's right.
And listen, this is not Beyonce's Texas Hold'em. This is Franklin.
This is Texas. I know Hold'em.
That is fire. They did a mashup.
Someone wants to know, what is the definition of low-key fire? That's what the kids say when something is really good. It was really, really cool. Steph, I know you got to have a song that is low-key fire.
This came on when I was a kid. It was the Education Connection commercial. Please, can we take a second just to listen to it?
Really okay, quick? Yeah.
For an hourly wage, I went to high school, didn't do great. Still, I gotta make more cash. More education is what
I've never heard it, but I love it.
Yeah.
The commercial is of a girl on a green screen, and the green screen is just the online website. But this song is so fire.
You know what it reminds me of? Choo Choo Soul. Do you remember Choo Choo Soul?
Of course I remember Choo Choo Soul.
All aboard the Choo Choo train.
We've got those tickets for you to go see Hootie and the Blowfish coming up in 3 minutes. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It's Alicia. Woo! Good morning, Alicia. You're caller 20.
Woo, woo!
You ready to do this?
I'm not ready, but let's go anyway.
At least you're honest about it. She's like, no, actually, yeah. I'm not, but we're going to have to do it anyway. No. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Backyardigans, Hufflepuff, Margarita, Kidney, or Eiffel Tower?
Margarita, duh.
Margarita. National Cocktail Day was yesterday, so these are all different cocktails, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Oh, I am going to do Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Alicia, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Hootie and the Blowfish, and you start now.
This is like a brunch cocktail with orange juice and
mimosa.
Yes. This is the all the rage right now. It's like a coffee-flavored vodka drink in a fancy...
Espresso martini?
Yes. This is a drink with like seven different liquors in it. It's all together.
Long Island iced tea?
Yes. This is with tomato juice and a celery stick and...
Oh, Bloody Mary.
Yes. This is with pineapple and coconut and it's all slushy.
Pina colada?
Yes. This is with mint in it. And
mojito.
Yes! Wow, Alicia!
I know my alcohol. Come on.
You killed that. I was like, oh, she's not going to get some of these. You got every single one so fast. Congratulations!
Thank you.
Alicia, I think you're the first person to get tickets to go see Hootie and the Blowfish. They'll be here in August over at the Fountain Blue, and you've got your tickets. Congratulations. We'll have more of these tickets tomorrow morning right around 8:25 when you win Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning, always live on the Odyssey app.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Where do you draw the line between being concerned versus being nosy? I think it's a fine line, and I think it's very tough to straddle. But I think that you were being concerned, not nosy on this.
Okay. Thank you. Here's what happened. This was on Saturday. I stopped. There's a terrible gas station, Sahara in Buffalo, and I pulled in there to go inside to get some stuff. I needed an ATM. So I went inside there, and as I parked my car, I'm walking past one of the gas pumps, and there's a car parked there, and I noticed a couple, maybe like in their early 20s, and they were passed out. Dude behind the driver's seat looks like he's passed out. Woman in the passenger seat looks, she's just, to me, they don't look like they're napping. They look like they're passed out, like something happened. I'm thinking in my mind, drug overdose or something. Like, this is very odd. They're parked at the gas pump. So I go inside and I tell the gas station attendant, I'm like, hey, see pump number 5 over there, that maroon car? That couple inside, they're either passed out or taking a nap. And he really didn't seem that concerned. He's like, oh, huh. I'm like, they might be in distress. I'm not sure. He's like, oh, okay. Just still no concern from the gas station attendant. And I told him, I said, you know, when I walk by, I'll tap on the window to see if they're awake. And so I walk out and walk up next to the car, and I just tap on the hood of the car. And the guy wakes up first like, huh? And looks at me. And then he taps the girl, and she kind of wakes up. And I just give him a thumbs up like, you guys good? And he gives me a thumbs up back. And at that point, the gas station attendant came out, and I'm like, they're awake, but it just still seems kind of odd. And the gas station attendant's like, oh, okay. And he went back inside. It did nothing. And here's the thing. So when I spun around, I made eye contact with the girl and kind of looked at her, like, nodded her, like,
are
you
okay?
Good?
Yeah.
And she's just kind of like nodding and gave me a thumbs up back, like I'm good. Like, things are okay. But like, what are you guys doing sleeping in your car at a gas pump? It just seemed very odd.
It's not like it was in a parking spot. It was actually pulled up to the pump.
To the pump, yep.
That's very odd. Did they look like they could be on drugs?
Or? Yeah, that's what it looked like to me. It looked like maybe they had done something in their car and just they you know, were whacked out or something. I don't know. But I was just concerned. And I do that. When we were broadcasting from Radio Row at Mandalay Bay, I pulled in the parking garage and I noticed someone's car door was open. And so I stopped and I got out and I started to walk up to the car and there was someone in the front seat sleeping and I tapped them. Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're like, oh.
Freaked out. They're like, I just wanted some fresh air. Leave me alone, man.
The guy's like, huh? I'm like, I just said, you good? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. Like, okay, cool. And then I left. I just want to make sure the guy was okay.
That's very kind of you. And I think that that's just you showing concern. I think there's definitely nosy people that are like, you know, nosy would be you walking by your neighbor's house and you see someone doing a dance in their front living room and you go knock on the door. Are you good? I was looking in your living room window and I just saw that. Patrick is on the phone. Hey, Patrick, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. I commend JC. I think he did the right thing. It's such an unusual situation for two people to be sleeping in their car at the pump that, you know, it's to the point where maybe there's something that went wrong. Maybe they have a health scare or something.
Yeah, I think that was good too. It's a shame. I wonder if you should have called the police.
Yeah, part of me was thinking, yeah, what else do I do? I was thinking the same thing, Patrick, because it didn't, I don't know. You can kind of tell when someone's napping versus someone almost passed out. But the tap on the hood, the guy came to, he tapped the girl, she came to. But then I'm thinking, okay, I told the gas station attendant that's working there what's happening. Here's a car that's blocking one of your pumps. Maybe I put too much faith in that person to do something about it,
yeah,
to call
the
cops.
You would think that they would.
Yeah.
It can backfire on you, though, too. You have to be careful. I was in a bathroom once, and we were out to dinner. I went to the bathroom. There was a girl in the bathroom. She was crying at the sink, and I asked her, are you okay? And she told me in a not nice way to just mind my own business, which I did. I bleeped right off. I just went about my day. I was like, okay, all right.
She told you to mind your business in a certain way, huh?
Yeah, she did. Two words. I was like, you know what? I'm going back out.
I shall do that right now.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Have you guys seen that video of the mom from Queens, New York, who took action when a guy tried to kidnap her daughter.
No.
Oh, you have to watch it. It's crazy. The mom's from Queens. Her name's Adriana Alvarez. And her daughter, you can see her on like their Ring doorbell. She walks up to their apartment door and all of a sudden a man comes from the stairwell and you see him jump out and he grabs her and pulls her. So mom runs like out the door and goes after her. It was a struggle. She fought against the much larger assailant. She got seriously injured. She dislocated her shoulder. She fractured her orbital socket. And the guy had pepper spray, but even still, she was able to defend her daughter and eventually broke free and got help from the neighbors.
I'm seeing the stills of this right now. My gosh.
Yeah, the guy is facing multiple charges, including attempted kidnapping and assault. Reportedly, he planned the abduction in advance. He had stuff in his car that indicated that. She was not going to leave it all up to the police, though, so she's warning the community, and since she had to be treated in the hospital, a family member started a GoFundMe for her. But I'm telling you that if it involves your kid, you will gain immediate superhuman strength. You will not care about your safety whatsoever if it involves saving your child. All that stuff goes out the window.
That parent strength that that you have, that it's yeah, it's like a superpower. Yeah, it's a superpower that moms and dads have. If your child is in danger, all of a sudden you could lift a car for someone. You could take down this person if need be.
It's such a weird instinct. And yeah, it's like the adrenaline all of a sudden just is
incredible.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also, you have to be so careful. I've seen other videos where the kidnappings have been busted or something. And the video, a security camera explaining, see this van pulling up and you're witnessing it happen. Like the child's safe, but watch the van pull up here and see the man get out and walks around the corner and see the little girl standing here and the mom not paying attention, and then someone else kind of steps in to stop it from happening. But it points out how you need to be aware of your surroundings all the time. You know, something else too I've noticed, people that run, you know, weather's nice or out running, that have their headphones in and can't hear anything, that's dangerous.
Yeah, you shouldn't run.
Just don't run in general.
Just stop running.
Don't run in general.
I'm just kidding.
But I just noticed, like, I'll be running, there's a woman running in front of me, and she's got her headphones on. I'm like, excuse me, I've got the dog. I always give a heads up. Excuse me. Hello, hello. It just doesn't hear us coming. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just, I mean, if you can't hear stuff around you, you put yourself in danger.
Yeah, and a lot of people always have their AirPods in and stuff like that, and they have the noise cancellation, but they also have the one where you can hear still what's going on around you. And I think the phone is the worst, though. Just people, even though you can hear, you're just looking at your phone and you're not.
Yeah.
When I see people walking to their cars in a parking lot, just staring at their phone, I'm like, oh my gosh, that is like so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, I know you're not on the Nextdoor app, but I guess there's been some people stealing purses from grocery stores in the area. And they're just like, people, I was not paying attention. I was taking my groceries out. I was looking at my phone and some guy just came out of nowhere and just pulled my purse off my shoulder and ran.
No kidding.
Nothing I could do. So just, you have to always be aware.
Well,
speaking of moms, Honey Boo Boo is threatening to take her mom, Mama June, to court for stealing money. So here's a not good situation with a mom. We all know Honey Boo Boo and Mama June, right? Well, they are maybe going to war after some new revelations on Mama June family crisis. And people are talking about this. What's your whole take on this? She recently admitted that she spent some of her name's Alana, Honey Boo Boo, some of her money on cost of living and expenses and food. And Honey Boo Boo is not happy about that. And she says she wants the money back or she's going to take her to court. So what do you think about, like, when kids earn money, do you think the parents should get a cut of that or should they be I think they have to be kind of responsible for it while they're a child, but what's your take on that?
Brooklyn becomes internet famous and all of a sudden she's making $100,000 a month doing stuff on TikTok. So you put some money aside for college, you put some money in like a trust fund. I would pay some bills with that money, right? Pay the mortgage.
I'm really torn. I feel like I just put, I don't let her access it.
Yes.
But I put it, I think I put it all away. Like if I can't pay my bills, then I'm like, Finder's fee.
let's say you're having a hard time paying some bills. You don't have a successful job. And, you know, the rent is due.
I think I talked to her about it. I don't do it on the sly. Mm-hmm. I think I say, hey, I'm so proud of you for making this money. We are going to have to use some of it to pay bills. I just want to let you know that that's what we're doing with it. You got to let them know. They have to be aware of it.
When I was 16, I was in a car accident. I was a passenger, and a little insurance money came my way. And I was not allowed to touch that stuff up until I turned 25. And sadly, when I turned 25,
it was there for a day, and then it was gone.
Bye-bye.
Mix 94.1, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. It is Monday, and that means it is time where for you to be the judge. You get to decide whether this person is a jerk or if they are justified. Here's how it works. You guys give us your situations, and you can do that through our website at mix941.fm. We read them on air, and then we get everyone's opinion on whether or not you're a jerk or justified. And who do we have this week?
This comes from Kelly. And Kelly writes, hi, Mercedes and JC. This is for your jerk or justified segment. There are many layers to this, but I'm going to try and keep it as short as possible. My ex has been dating a girl for 8 months now. Let's call her Miss Meg. Miss Meg is insisting my children, ages 6 and 8, call her mom. I could scream. In what world is this okay? My ex said they're soulmates, and in time, they'll be married, so it only makes sense for the kids to call her mom, too. I am their mom. And even if they get married, she'll be a stepmom. Not the same. I'm extremely uncomfortable with this, and I don't want my children even around her at this point. I don't think Miss Meg should ever be called mom by my kids. Am I a jerk for thinking this? Signed, Kelly.
If you have step-parents, you would probably be the best to speak on this. Or if you are a step-parent or a parent that has been divorced, do you think she's justified in feeling this way? Would you be upset if they called the step-parent mom when you're actually the mom? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Alicia. Alicia, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
She is justified. Aside from the fact that the kids already have a mom, Miss Meg needs to let the kids decide what they want to call her when they're good and ready based on the relationship she creates with them.
Yeah. Refresh my memory. I might have missed it. Did Miss Meg say to call? She said she insisted.
Yeah, it says Miss Meg is insisting my children's ages 6 and 8. So this is not coming from the kids wanting to call her mom. This is coming from the new girlfriend of 8 months saying, call me mom, kids.
Yeah, Alicia.
No. Uh-uh.
I completely agree with you. I think I missed that part. That seems like you need to talk with dad.
Exactly.
About that, don't you think?
Miss Meg may be saying that, but dad needs to be the one that puts his foot down on this whole thing. And whether she calls the mom down the road or after they get married, that's a different bridge across. But right now, Miss Meg insisting this? Uh-uh. Not going to work.
Soshi, good morning. What do you think?
I think she's justified to a point because, again, she's only the step-parent. And, you know, the mom's always going to be the mom, right? And it also depends on the relationship that she builds with these children to where she gets to earn that title, you know, to be called mom. Because I know that I never called my stepdad father or dad. I just, you know, I called him by his first name, and that was it. And my children never called my husband, my second husband, dad or father. They just call him by his first name. But I guess it all depends.
I see what you're saying, Soshi. I agree. Okay, so if Miss Meg said, hey, I love you guys, I want you to be comfortable with me, you can call me mom, you can call me Miss Meg, you can call me whatever you want. If you give it to the children to decide what they want to call you, that's okay. If they say, I want to call you mom, I'd be like, perfect. But insisting, that's where I think we have a problem.
Well, also, where do you stand then too, Mercedes? They're not married yet. They've just been dating. She says they've been dating for 8 months, and the husband says they will be getting married at some point. Right now, she's just the girlfriend.
Well, I mean, it's just the word insisting. Even if they said, yeah, I know we're not married yet. If you guys feel comfortable and you want to call me mom, that's fine.
Yeah.
You call me what you want to. Grant, are you a step-parent?
I am. I'm a stepdad for many, many years.
Tell us what you think of this whole situation.
So I've taken a kind of a primary fatherhood role in my kids' lives, and I do not demand that they call me dad. I demand that my blood daughter that is young calls me dad because I'm her biological father. But they call their dad, and they call me by my first name, and that's just fine. It's a title, and as long as you're fulfilling the role of being a father or a mother in their lives, it doesn't matter what they call you. You should not demand they call you mom when you're not their biological mom.
Yeah, and they're just, she's not even their stepmom.
No.
At this point.
Not even the stepmom.
No.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think a father or mother role is something you earn. You can't just demand it. Whether or not you're married, you have to earn their respect. And it doesn't matter what the title is.
Grant, if your stepkids asked, hey, can I call you dad, would you be okay with that?
Absolutely. I'd love that. But I'm not going to demand it from them.
Yeah, that's the difference between you and Miss Meg.
Miss Meg.
Miss Meg needs to... You need to slow your roll there, lady. Hey, I'd love if my kids called me mom. My kid calls me bruh. I hate it.
If you guys, that's next week's Jerker Justified.
Yeah.
Hey, Mercedes and JC, it's Mercedes.
Is it wrong for me to get upset when my kid calls me bruh?
If you got a situation for Jerker Justified, go to our website, mix941.fm. And Kelly, please, if you have an update with Miss Meg, keep us posted on how things progress. Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Monday. Thanks for being here. We appreciate you so much. Hey, if you missed any part of the show, make sure you download the Odyssey app. You can always listen to us live there. You can find out where to get our podcast. You can download it wherever you get your podcast, but make sure you get that Odyssey app or go to our website, mix941.fm. We are headed out. J-Love up next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
And this morning, we talked about songs that are low-key fire.
And at one point, Brooklyn says, you know, the song Riding the Range from Backyardigans was low-key fire. And we all started laughing because she's not wrong.
Riding the range, let's go riding the range.
Yahoo! And then Sophie comes in, and she's like, no, 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 it was Into the Thick of It. And that was the one.
We also got this jingle, got an honorable mention from a couple of people. Smash it right there.
Man, that song, it hits.
And that'll do it for show number 2026 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.